KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. At 7:07 in Atlantic, we have cloudy skies, 30 degrees below zero. Wind chill warning is in effect until 10 a.m. today for Cass and most of the area counties, except for the far west and southwest, where that wind chill warning will continue until noon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise skies becoming partly cloudy today and a high of only 2 degrees above zero. Well, because of the wind chills and current temperatures around the listing area, several schools have either decided to cancel classes for today or delay the start of those classes. Delayed starts, including for 2 hours, is Atlantic, ACGC, and AHSTW. Again, those schools are 2 hours late. Audubon is 2 hours late with no morning preschool or activities. Bedford has canceled classes for today and will offer remote learning only. Cam and Charter Oak Ute are 2 hours late. Clarinda is canceled. Coon Rapids Bayard has a 2 hour late start. Creston is canceled. We'll have remote learning only at Creston. Denison Schleswig is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Exira EHK is 2 hours late today. Essex and Fremont Mills have canceled, with Fremont Mills offering remote learning. Griswold, IKM Manning, and Harlan, along with the Shelby County Catholic Schools, are all 2 hours late. Logan, Magnolia, and Missouri Valley have canceled. Nottoway Valley and Panorama are 2 hour late starts today. Orion Maxburg has canceled. Red Oak will offer virtual learning as part of their program for today. No in-person classes. Parent-teacher conferences will go on as scheduled at Red Oak. No classes today for Riverside. 2 hour late start, as mentioned, for Shelby County Catholic. Shenandoah and Southwest Valley have canceled for today. Southwest Valley has no remote learning either. Stanton and Trainer are both closed and offering remote learning today. Tri-Center and Underwood are closed. West Central Valley has a 2 hour late start with no morning preschool. West Harrison, a 2 hour late start. Woodbine is canceled. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool will not be held this morning at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Child Watch will open at 10 o'clock, though. And Atlantic Head Start has a 2 hour late start. Those are your school announcements here on KJAN. Other announcements that are weather related can be found on the homepage at KJAN.com under Community Hub. Look for information you need. In the news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board met electronically Monday evening. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen reminded the board and public about the snow sculpture contest that's underway through the end of this month. Residents are invited to create a snow sculpture and submit it via Facebook Messenger. He said they have received 7 submissions so far. The public will vote for their favorite sculpture, and the winner gets $25 in chamber bucks. The Parks Board voted to not replace the playground equipment at Nishna Park, which is down the hill from the Atlantic High School, and instead use the park for a nature walk or relaxation area.
Contacted some different recreational cities around the United States with some of the things they do, with some areas that are a little bit harder to reach, ones that don't necessarily have off-street parking or anything like that. And the one thing that they have is some sort of nature walk, you know, labyrinth style trail, something where they bring in just some sort of flowering vegetation, just to kind of spruce the area up a little bit and allow people to kind of have a peaceful area to walk through.
That's Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen, who said the playground equipment at the park had been removed when tiling was being done last year.
Doing something like this doesn't necessarily take out, you know, things that we could add in with more of a natural play structure, so that way there's still some of that stuff implemented within that area. But just trying to figure out a way to use that space that we have there, because it's definitely not a bad plot of land. It's just trying to find the best way to utilize it.
Rasmussen said with approximately $1,000 in donations, the Parks Department was able to acquire multiple packages of prairie seeds that will cover about 1,000 square feet of different prairie sections throughout the city of Atlantic. Some locations include the Shilberg Rec area, Sunnyside Park, and Nishna Park. To help educate the public on the many different varieties of prairie vegetation that's available and provide a colorful habitat for certain wildlife.
We've ordered a bike repair station that we'll put out there. Nishna Valley Trails is going to purchase a plaque to kind of recognize the donors that have allowed for that trailhead to be placed there. We're going to put out some maps for the Cass County Trails, So that way, you know, if you're riding on that trail, you can see where else in Cass County you can go. And then we're also working on trying to get some vegetation to go around the outside of it, just to kind of create a nice little appeal to the trailhead, just to make it look good. It's kind of a draw, but then also just to kind of kick off that trail, we want to make sure that we're kind of putting our best foot forward.
Bryant told the board once the weather begins to warm up, they'll set up another treasure hunt where the key to finding the treasure comes in the form of a riddle that points participants toward one of the parks. A treasure box with several trinkets in it will be placed somewhere in the park as a reward. In other business, Rasmussen said Parks and Rec is collaborating with the Cass County Conservation Board for a snow fun afternoon this Friday. While school is out, details are still being worked out, so stay tuned. He said also because it's been so cold, they haven't been able to get snow removed from the trails. Plus, there is a wiring issue with their plow. Their plan is to borrow a plow from the wastewater treatment plant to get work on getting the trails cleared. And Rasmussen said the final version of the walkability maps are being finished for proofing and printing. The hope is to roll those maps out this spring. Thanks to the dog park donations, he said there will be 3 to 4 new tables installed at the Schulberg Rec Area Dog Park and about the same number of benches. Tires have been received for painting also, and those will be sunken into the ground of the dog park and used for dog exercise and fun. Iowa health officials have reversed a decision to withhold COVID-19 vaccines from some counties that were reported as not having used up to 80% of their allocation last week. The Iowa Department of Public Health informed 5 counties on Friday that it would withhold this week's allotment of vaccine. The decision drew criticism from several county health departments. Administrators who said that either the state was mistaken or that bad weather had temporarily slowed their progress. The Des Moines Register said that as of Monday, 3 of the counties, Buchanan, Washington, and Chickasaw, reported that state officials had informed them they would be getting their allotment of vaccines this week. Also in the news, Iowa lawmakers are reviewing their options after U.S. Census officials confirmed the population data for redrawing congressional and legislative districts won't be delivered until this fall. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Every 10 years, the contours of congressional and legislative districts are redrawn to account for population changes. Iowa's Constitution requires the legislature to approve new maps by September 1st. U.S. Census Bureau officials say the data on which those maps are based won't be delivered until September 30th. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitaker says the realities of the pandemic, the Iowa Constitution, and the U.S. Constitution are creating a unique set of challenges, and he says the Senate is evaluating its options on how best to proceed. Republican House Speaker Pat Grassley says a special legislative session may have to be scheduled in October. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Republican House Speaker Pat Grassley said lawmakers are working with the Legislative Services Agency to determine what options are available and how best to maintain the integrity of our highly praised redistricting process in Iowa. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.